Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness in the Imperial Valley. We're sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. We have Mario Espinosa on the board. He's the executive producer. And Maria Wyatt is listening on the radio, probably, because she took some days off and forgot her daughter was in school. And you know, it's happened to me. As a parent, I can totally relate to that, because it's like, oh, I want to go somewhere really cool, and oh, look, it's happening. Four-day musical festivals, right? And it's like Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and you're like, oh, I'm totally going, oh, look, my favorite band is playing Thursday night. This is going to be so awesome. I'm going to take my daughter and, ooh, wait, daughter. Ouch. So there you go. We don't pull our kids out of school. We're responsible adults. Life goes on. 337-8874 is the phone number if you want to give us a call today. We are in the house with... When you got married, did you change your last name, Cynthia?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Cynthia Gutierrez. And she's a mental health rehabilitation technician. And Diana Barros, right?
Barrios.
I thought so. I was with, is that an I? It's not an I. And she is a substance abuse counselor.
Yes.
Both of them work for the County of Imperial for the alcohol and drug programs, and both of them work with the adolescent population. Now, that's important. We don't want our adolescents to use drugs, do we?
No,
because it's hard enough to be successful here in the county without throwing additional roadblocks up. Mm-hmm. And substances commonly become a roadblock. You know, even if they don't seem like they're a roadblock, they become a roadblock. So, and we are going to talk about, not about how to treat them once they've started using, right?
No.
And not about... how to not treat them once they've started. We're going to talk about how to prevent.
Yes.
Well, seems like it's going to be a short conversation. You just tell them no, right?
No to drugs.
Yeah. So Cynthia, that's it, right?
Yes.
Just say no, children. Yes. Do not use drugs. Is that effective?
I don't think so, because most of them know that they shouldn't be using, but I think the most important thing is about prevention is kind of providing them with knowledge about the substance use and the risk of each substance.
So part of getting kids aware enough that mm-hmm. they begin to manage and make good choices about who they are.
Yes. Because most of these kids are using different substances, and they don't really know what the risks or the effects really are, or the consequences of that drug use really is.
So for these kids who are growing up in our schools, living with parents who may be using substances, watching their older brothers and siblings and cousins and uncles and nephews and aunts. And
the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, the whole neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, I know who the drug dealers are in my block.
I get you.
And I'm old. And I'm old, and I look really serious, and people, like, shut down when they see me coming. but I know who those people are, and there's no reason to think that kids wouldn't either. So kids grow up and they see these people acting in substance using or substance friendly ways. And at some level, isn't that cool? Ooh, Diana gave me the look like, no, that is totally uncool. What are you talking about?
I think they think it's cool, but in reality, I don't think it is, because like you said, he kind of blocks a lot of things that, like, in their life or in their future.
Snoop Dogg got his own TV show, okay?
Well, yeah.
We're all sitting here doing cheap radio.
It's Snoop Dogg. Not, he wasn't born in the Valley, I guess.
No, but he's, like, a heavy, dare I say, chronic substance user.
Yeah.
And he gets a TV show and a line of clothes and record deals. I got a really good guitar player here who doesn't have a record deal.
So that basically kind of creates, like, in the mind of the kids that it's okay to use because you can be successful.
I'm just kind of doing the calculus in my head, and it seems to come out that way.
Yes.
So you've got some role models in the community. You've got some role models in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some things that say, and you know, if you go into popular music, I mean, just forget this, the people who have come out as active substance users. If you look at the content of the songs and the lyrics and the messages that they give you, there's a lot of substance use stuff there.
But I think there's a lot of additional factors that contribute to the substance use that begin at home, like the ability to communicate, and that's why, you know, they turn to those role models, and that's where the curriculum comes into place, the too good for drugs and violence curriculum, because it teaches children how to manage their emotions, how to set goals. You know, it talks about addiction, it talks about marijuana, it talks about, I believe, 14 different subjects that go hand in hand, and after the pre and post test, you know, the idea is for kids to be able to identify those factors that are, you know, probably escalated or contributing to a substance use.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.